This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United States assesses that members of Russia's military since their invasion of Ukraine have committed war crimes there. The story from VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman in Washington.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken issued a statement Wednesday that, based on information currently available, it has been determined by Washington that Russian forces in Ukraine have committed war crimes. The U.S. ambassador focused on global criminal justice, Beth Van Schaack, was then asked at a State Department briefing if Russian President Vladimir Putin might be liable for such illegal actions as the commander-in-chief in Moscow.
There are doctrines under international law and domestic law that are able to reach all the way up the chain of command.
U.S. officials say that ultimately would depend on the judgment of a court that has jurisdiction. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. President Joe Biden landed in Brussels on Wednesday in the middle of a dispute with European allies over whether to impose further energy sanctions on Russia over its invasion of Ukraine. Russia supplies about 40% of the natural gas Europe uses, making it difficult for several European nations to ban Russian energy imports, as the United States has. Russian President Vladimir Putin said on Wednesday that Russia will seek payment in rubles for gas sales to so-called unfriendly countries, a move that sent European gas prices soaring on concerns it would exacerbate the region's energy crunch. Moscow's list of unfriendly countries corresponds to those that impose sanctions and include the United States, European Union members, Britain, Japan, among others. Find more at voanews.com or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Aid agencies working in East Africa warn of a massive humanitarian crisis if the coming rainy season falls short of expectations. The aid groups say persistent drought has left 44 million people in urgent need of assistance across Ethiopia, Kenya, Somalia, and South Sudan. Mohamed Youssef reports for VOA News.
Millions of people are on the move in East Africa as drought takes their livelihoods and most are forced to flee their homes in search of food and water. Francesco Rigamotti is the regional humanitarian coordinator for Oxfam, Horn, East and Central Africa. He says if nothing is done, the situation is poised to get worse in coming weeks.
The crisis can actually worsen until and beyond June. If the March to May rains will be average or below average.
Since January, at least 13 million people in Ethiopia, Kenya and Somalia have been displaced in search of water and pastures for their livestock. In Kenya, crop production has dropped by 70%. Oxfam International head Gabriela Bucha traveled to Somali regions to witness the drought situation. She says communities are finding it difficult to adapt to the changes in weather patterns.
The climate crisis is present there, and they're suffering the worst consequences of something they did almost nothing to generate.
The aid agencies say more than 650,000 Somalis have fled their homes due to drought, leaving almost half of the children under the age of five acutely malnourished. Aid agencies are appealing for more funding to reach millions and save lives. Mohamed Youssef for VOA News, Nairobi.
Belarus grants asylum to a suspect in last year's U.S. Capitol riot. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
A man facing federal criminal charges from the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol has been granted asylum in Belarus, according to state media in the former Soviet Republic. In an interview with Belarus One Channel that aired last year, 49-year-old Evan Newman acknowledged being at the Capitol during the riot but rejected the charges against him. Newman, a former San Francisco Bay Area resident, was charged a year ago with assaulting police, including using a metal barricade as a battering ram during the U.S. Capitol riot on January 6, 2021. Belarus, a Russian ally, does not have an extradition agreement with the U.S. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Recapping our top story, the United States assesses members of Russia's military since their invasion of Ukraine have committed war crimes there. U.S. President Joe Biden landed in Brussels on Wednesday in the middle of a dispute with European allies over further sanctions on Russia. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.